Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of the halachos of Bitzias Hapas Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which deals with the halachos of how to properly eat your bread after you've made the hamotzi. And we begin the very bottom of Samach Dalid Omud Aleph with Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Im Hayu Shnayim O Rabim, if there were two or more people together, then they're starting to eat together. Echad mevarech l'kulam. One person can make the hamotzi and be motzi all of the others. We do this regularly on Shabbos. They're talking here about during the weekday, and we'll see what the halach l'maisa is in a moment. But he qualifies this, and he says, V'dafko heisebu shuderach keva. But they have to be leaning in the way that they normally ate as a set meal. Or the Ramah adds, or balabayis in bnei beso, the havikei sebu, or if it's a father with his children, or balabayis with the family around him, that's also considered hesebu, which means a set meal. And in this way, you can have one person being motzi, or the others with the hamotzi. However, avolo hayoshim below hesebu, if they weren't eating in a set fashion over here with it, what was for them hesebu, the leaning, kivon she'enu nikbam yachad, they're not considered as all being together, it's not set together, then kol echad mevarech liatzo, each person should go and make the bracha of hamotzi to themselves. That was a mouthful, so now let's go back and look at this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Nun Dalet explains this strange language of Shnayim or Rabim that are eating together. So where's this from? So he writes, Nokot Loshon Zeh, specifically the Mechaber used this language, because Mishum de Bebirchas Hamozon, in regards to benching, Dinahu, the Dafko Bishloshim Zamna Yachad, Umotzim Kolechad Es Chaveiro. In regards to benching, we know that there's a din of Zimun, which is to have three people bench together, and in that situation, one person can theoretically bench and the other two listen. And in that situation, that's called the Kvi. But then you need three people to do a zimun. Ubishnayim with two people, ain't won't see him echo is chaveru lechatchila. Lechatchila, you shouldn't have one person bench out loud and have the other person biotzi with them, assuming both of them know how to bench. Each person should bench on his own in that fashion. But here, avol bebirchas hamotzi, in this situation where you're making the bracha rishona, then afilu lechatchila yochol lehotzi bishnayim. Echad es chavero. Then even if you only have two people, one person can lechatchila go and say the hamotzi and have the other person listen to him, according to the Mechaber, and biyotze. And the reason for this, hatam avur lekamen reish simen kuf tzamech gimel in the Mishneh Berurah, and if you look over there, which we can see over here in Dershu, footnote number 46, brings down that the difference between the bracha rishona and the benching is shedavko betchila sasuda. At the beginning of the meal, everybody's interested in eating together. Shekovim lecho yachdov, therefore daitam litzdaret. They have intention to eat together, so even if it's only two people, their das, their intention is to eat together and to be combined. As opposed to at the end of the meal, everybody's already rushing away to go their own way. And therefore, unless you have a zimun, each person should bench by themselves. But at the beginning, when they're excited and interested in being together, one person can make the bracha even for one other person. Another reason it's brought down is because benching is daraisa, so we want to be extra careful. So therefore, there were more machmir in regards to benching to have at least three people. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Nun Hei writes, Hei Sebu, if they were all leaning together. And he explains, Kenoya Darkon, that was the way that they would eat, Bachiloson, Derech Keva, to show a set meal. In those days, they would lean, Lios Matin al Tzidein Hasmolos Halamita, they would lean on their left side when they had these like little beds or cots that they would lean on. And he brings down the name of Rashi. And this is, of course, we're familiar with this din from Pesach night, when everybody leans to their left side to show the Derech Cheirus, the Derech of Freedom, which was the normal way that they would eat in those days. Nowadays, we do not eat in a leaning position almost all the time, so the halacha practically is different. We eat sitting up. We'll see this in a moment inside. Sifkat Nun Vav, the Mishneh Berurah explains that the Ramah said, alternatively, if a husband or father is eating with his family, Ibn Ebe'i, so that's also called Heseba. Mishum the Nigurayan Achrav Shumesev, because they're all like pulled after him, so to say, that he's making this a kvias for all of them. Lekach, therefore, mitzdarfim imo, they all can combine with him, afilu b'yeshiva grade, even if they're not leaning, if they're just sitting up like we do nowadays. And this is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Echad Mevarach Lekulam adds, v'afilu hamesubin yodin bi'atzman levarach. This is true, where they all know how to make the bracha. Nevertheless, mikol makum hidur mitzvahu she'echad yevarach v'yotzi kulam. It is a bigger mitzvah to have one person go and make the bracha for the others, the hamotzi over here, even on a weekday, because of the concept of berov om hadras melech. The more people together, that's a greater splendor, a greater tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings down the name of the Madana Yontif in the Gemara in Brachos. And he says there's also the opinion of the Ramach. Why don't we do this today? Most people, I dare say, when they have a peanut butter sandwich and somebody else is having a peanut butter sandwich next to them, they don't say, I'll make damotzi and you answer amen. Why don't we do this? So, in Dishu footnote number 47 brings down that our minhag nowadays, based upon the Mishnah Brura that we're learning in Mitzvah Shem in the next Simon Kuf Samaches, and the Bir Halacha that we already learned in Kuf Samachay, in the name of the Rosh, She'ein odamotzi es chaveru b'birchas amotzi. Nowadays, we don't do this. And he brings down the Mishnah Brura from Simon Reishud Gimel, as well as we learned previously in Simon Ches, She'ein odamotzi es chaveru kimat b'shum dover meichel. Nowadays, with rare exception, like on Shabbos for Kiddush or for the washing of the Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, we almost never will go and be motzi another person. The only time we'll do that is under extenuating circumstances or if the other person doesn't know how to make the bracha. The reason for this is she'efshahu mishum she'ein hakol b'kiyin lehiskaven lotzeis lotzi, because most people may not be familiar with the din that you have to listen intently to every single word. The one making the bracha has to have in mind to be motzi the person. The one who's listening has to be in mind to be yotze, and therefore there could be just a lot of problems in technically doing this. So the better part of valor in this situation is to have everybody make their own bracha rishona. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He says, "V'im amru nochal kan obemakom ploni." If the people get together and say, well, they may not be leaning, but they say, "Let's go eat over here," or "Let's go eat in this certain place all together." Kivan sheichinu makom lachila. So since they set up a designated place for them all to eat, that is considered heavy keva. That's a set meal, and therefore v'afilu below haseba, even though they're not leaning, they're just sitting. That would be considered a valid togetherness hitstarfus that one person can be motzi all the others. Mishnah Berurah Sivkutin and Zion writes, "V'alkein afilu kolechad ocho mikikar." And if they all have their own peanut butter sandwiches, they all have their own loaf of bread, they're not eating all together. The Gemara says, "Mitzdarfin," they are all combined together. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Nowadays v'yoidna she'ein onu regilim b'sei." But nowadays nobody eats leaning. That's not the custom that we eat. We eat in a chair sitting up. So he says, "Yeshiva didon b'shulchan echad," are sitting together at the same table. Oh, below shulchan, b'mapacha, so just at one tablecloth, at one big place that we're eating together, heavy kviyas, that also counts as being a kviyas. The Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskil, Yeshiva Didan, he says, abol amida lo mahani, but if we're standing, that's not good, and he says this is brought down by the Beis Yosef, as well as the Bach, and he says this is different that we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in a minute or two, in Sifyud Beis, and that's because they're on animals over here, so that's still called sitting down, it's not called standing up, even though it refers to it as standing. The Mechaber continues and he writes, v'afilu livnei chabura kesei badidhu domi. Even a group of people, lav davka, that they're the same family together, but a group of people that are sitting together over here, even though they're not leaning together, they're not having haseba, it's considered like haseba. Mishnah Berurah Sivkut Nun Ches explains, Rotsu lomar, she'eino bal habayis b'nei beis. So we're not talking about a father and his family. Dilidhu, afilu b'zman ha'gemara heavy haseba. Even in that situation, in the times of the Gemara, when they leaned, that would be considered a kviyas kanal, as we've already explained. But here we're talking about just a group of people. A bunch of workers get together and they say, let's sit over here at this table. So that would also constitute a kviyas that one person could be motzi all the others. Then the Mechaber says, Uldidon afilu kavu mokum lachilosan. Now the Mishnah Berurah Sivkut Nun Tes says that this should be read as follows. Tzorach lomar, v'afilu l'didon, v'rotzu lomar, v'lo temo kivon she yeshiva didon hevik yeseba didu. Don't say that our sitting alone is just like they're lying. That's true. Im kein b'mokum d'lo boy yeseba didu. And therefore you'll say, when they didn't need haseba, kivon shekavu mokum l'chilosim, where they set a place to eat and they didn't have to lie down. Dainu shamru, let's eat, no chal kan, or b'mokum plon, let's eat here, or let's eat over there. Or v'chein balabais b'nei beiso, who you don't need to have a seba also. Dila d'tu lo tzorech haseba. So you might have thought, hav amina l'didon, for us, lo tzorech avil yeshiva. We shouldn't need to be sitting. If they didn't need to be having haseba in those situations, though, mistumble, we don't need to be sitting even. Kamash alun, the Mishnah Berurah is coming to tell us that the Mechaber is saying, de below yeshiva lo mikre keba. If you're not sitting down, it's not called keba. Don't think that just like by them, it didn't have to be lying down, so by us it doesn't have to be sitting down. No, it has to be sitting down. So back to the Mechaber, now we can understand it better. Afilu kavu mokum lachiloson, aval abayis v'nei meso, lo mahane ela emkin yoshu b'shulchan echad o b'map achas. You have to all eat together, sit together in some way. Don't think that you can do it any other way and have one person be motze anybody else in that group. Mishnah Berurah Sivkut Nun Samach explains, look in the Bir Halach, he says, what the Vilna Gaon says, as well as the Magen Avraham says over there, which we'll now see in Dibra Maskel, Elam Kin Yoshu B'Shulchan Echad. So he first brings down the Magen Avraham, who explains his bir tam bedover. The reasoning is as follows: to be bias in a house, the ikar shulchan, when there's a table, vein kulam ochlin al shulchan echad. Not everybody's eating at the same table necessarily. Mukach de ein daitam likvo yachad ubato mashakovu mokum etrila. So the fact that they separated and are eating at different tables in the same house, that shows that they don't want to be together. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. Only because he was talking about it before at one table, so he keeps the same lashon over here and he writes at one table. But lav dafka, if you're in the same room in the same house, but you're eating together as a kvias, the emes lo bo'inon klal shulchan echad o mapa achas. If you're all eating together, you could be even on multiple tables and still have one person be motzi the others. Or if it's a balabayis and b'nei beiso, it also will work. As long as kol sheyoshvin v'ochlin biyachad, as long as they're all eating together, even if they're on different tables, haynu she'ena mefuzar v'echad heina v'echad heina. They're not eating disparately all over the place, but they're eating together. They're just not at the same table. So that is called mitzdarfin, not like the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, if they're riding on animals, they said, let's stop and eat. Even though each has their own peanut butter sandwich, they all have their own loaf over here. And the girsa should be, according to the Bir Halacha, Shelo Yardu, Tzarech Lomar, Vilo Yardu Meha Behemos, brought down the name of the Maimer Mordechai. So in other words, they're still sitting on their animals. Nevertheless, since they said, we're going to eat over here, Mitztarfin. They are considered as being Mitztarfin, and one person can make the bracha for the others. Why? Kivan sha'amdu b'makom echad, since they've stopped and they're standing in one place, i.e. they're standing on their animals that are standing while they're seated, that's called also as a keva type of a meal, a keva type of a meal, and they can all be motzi one to the other. However, avol mayochlin v'ochlin v'holkin, but if they're riding still, then lo, then they're not allowed to have one person be motzi all the others. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Samachalaf writes, Kivan sha'amdu, Rosalomar, dibazeh nechsov kamo yeshiva. This standing animal, which they're sitting on, is considered as they're sitting, umahani, and therefore one can be motzi the others. Kivan sha'amu nochal, since they said, let's stop over here and eat together, v'echinu bazeh mokum l'achiloson, it's as if they set up a place for themselves to eat over here, as we've already explained in the previous sif, yud aleph. Sif katan samach beis, but if they're moving still, the animals are riding, then no. Pirush lo mahani amira. It's not enough for them to say, let's all eat together. Sharmu mitchila nochal, that we're going to eat together. Dalicha, the traveling, mevatel hakvias, ruins this kvias. What about if they're on a vehicle of transportation today that's not an animal? They're in a car or in a wagon. Im yoshim ba'gola, if they're in a wagon, one all together, achas, v'amru nochal kan, and the people in the wagon say, let's make over here our lunch set together, ochlin yachat, and they're all eating together. So then, mistapik ha-mogin of Ram. The mogin of Ram is unclear, he's not sure. Maybe the efshrim de mitstarfi, maybe they can be combined together, and one person can be motzi to the others. The afal gav de ba'alma nosea ba'agolu kimahalach dom, even though we normally say a person traveling in a wagon is traveling and he's not sitting, it's as if he's halachically standing and they can't be mitstarif. Nevertheless, they're all sitting there in the same wagon. So what if the wagon's moving? One can make the very good argument that that's considered a kaveya suda over there all together. And therefore, the chaynota das el yirab l'hokal. El yirab wants to say yes, that they can be combined. What about on a boat? Ubisvina, as opposed to a wagon, poshut after the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham has no shail over here. Before he was unsure about a wagon, a boat is different. L'hakol de mitztarfi. Definitely can all be combined. I would assume because the boat is the kvias gomer, who, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a bigger kvias over there. You can't get off the boat. Get off the wagon anytime you want. Off the boat, you can't go. The person who's the waiter serving in between the people can also listen to the motzi and biyotze im shomei miskavilotzi, as long as they intended to be motzi him and he intended to listen and be yotze with their bracha. Ah, he's moving about. He's going back and forth, tadir, regularly. They know kavuei etzel ha'shulchan. He's not really set by the table, so maybe you consider him not to be part of the group. Nevertheless, this is the way a waiter eats, so therefore it's considered for him a kvias. The issue foot number 49 brings down the question, what about a train? So he brings down from the Orach HaShulchan, Mo'ila Amiris Amira Le'inyan Tziruf. Here, the people on the train can say, let's all eat together, and that would be an acceptable Tziruf, because the train is really considered like a house in this regard. He says that the people do have to be sitting next to each other. They can't be sitting one person in aisle 1, one person in aisle 17, and one person in the next car, but if they're all together, they can be considered Kovei, even though the train is moving at 100 miles an hour. Milchaber continues and he writes, "Vim hayu ochlin basodeh mifuzarim umufaradim." If they have a bunch of people out in the field and they're not sitting next to each other, they're spread out all over the place. Alf bishochem kulum bishor achas umikikor echod. Even though they all may be, let's say they're farmers and they're all watching the flock, so one guy's 100 feet away from the other guy and one guy's 100 feet away from him, and they're all eating. The owner of the farm gave them all a big loaf of bread, and they're all eating together from the same loaf of bread, and they're all eating. It's 12 o'clock. They're all eating lunch at the same time. Nevertheless, kivan shelo kavu makom. Since they didn't set a set place, let's all eat over here. And they're eating in disparate places, in a mitzvah, and they can't be combined together. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samach Gimel explains, Sorech Lomar, V'chein Im. When we read over here, the Im Hayu Ochlin, it means V'chein Im Hayu Ochlin Misodim. It's likewise, the same din applies as before. If they're not eating together, so before when we said, if they were traveling, they're not called eating together. If they're moving, so to over here. If they're sitting apart, they're not called eating together. If they said before, we want to sit over here and eat together, that was good. But over here, since they're separate, it's no good. They have to be all together in one place, and this is brought down in the name of the Maimer Mordechai. Because they didn't set a place over here to all eat together, these farmers or these shepherds. It's one and the same thing. He means to say, they didn't set up a set place to eat now. They're eating separately from each other. This guy's over here, that guy's over there. And therefore, it's not going to work. Even though they said, let's stop in this field and eat over here, that's not called the tziruf together between all the people. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Hecha de lo kavu makom the amrinon shekol echad mevarach liatzmo." In a situation where they did not go and say, "Let us all eat together here in this place and be mitzdarif," so they were not mitzdarif officially, but one person made the bracha and was motzi all the others. So im kivein hamevarach lohotziyam, v'heim niskavu lotzeis yotzu. If in fact they didn't make a kviyas together, but one person said, I'm now going to make hamotzi for everybody. Anyone who wants to listen, be yotze. And the people were listening, and they were yotze. So that bidyevet is acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samachay writes, Pirush bidyevet, this is only good as I just said, bidyevet yotzu. You shouldn't have done this l'chatchila. We only require people to make their own bracha l'chatchila, but bidyevet, that would be acceptable. The footnote number 52 in the Dirshu footnotes writes, the same thing applies to a bracha achrona, that is bidyevet im kivin hashomea lotze, so avarach kivin lotzio yotza, that this can also work for bracha achrona. And he says that's even if there was no kviyas at all. And certainly, if somebody doesn't know how to make the bracha, then l'chatchila one can do this, one doesn't only do this bidyevet. He then brings down in the name of the Taz and other achronim, that since many people nowadays don't know how to make a bracha achrona, or they're very lax and they're not careful to make a bracha achrona, he says, l'chatchila, this is a good idea to have one person get up and say, I'm now going to make the bracha achrona. And this is especially true if it's an alamichya, which many people don't know by heart and don't know how to do it properly. So he says it would be ideal for one person to be yotzei everybody else. He says it's still best if every person who's listening to this says the bracha to himself. That's even better. But certainly if the people don't know or they would forget, otherwise this is a very good eitzah. He continues in the Mishnah Berurah and he says, look in the Magen Avraham, Shiniach Din HaShulchan Aruch B'Tzorachiyin. The Magen Avraham is not so clear that you can be Yotzi B'Di'evet in this situation, because he says, Yesh Me HaRishonim D'Savri, there are Rishonim that hold, the below Kaveh, unless you have a Kaviyas, Ein Echad Yochel Lotzi Yechaveru, Ach B'Di'evet. He says, you're not allowed to go and be Motzi other people, B'Di'evet. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Bir Agra, Omna B'Vir Agra, Hichri Aladina, he passes Halach Lamaisa, the Divri HaShulchan Aruch Ikar, and you can be Yotzi B'Di'evet in this fashion. And he adds, "V'da, the din zeh shayach kam b'brichas hamazon." This applies just like the bracha rishona; it applies to the brichas hamazon and the bracha achrona as well. Hech de lo kav yachad, if they didn't go and eat a set meal together, so b'di'evet bein b'shnayim or bein b'shlosha, whether it's two people or three people, im kivin echad l'hotzi es chaveru b'brichas hamazon yotze b'di'evet. You can be fulfilling this requirement, albeit b'di'evet, if one person benches and the other one or two, three, or many people listen and both have in mind to be yotze and to be motzi, that would be good. This concludes today's share.